You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, yahooey.
Yahooey to you, sir.
I was saying yahooey when I got off the plane and the winds just about blew me over.
It's bad today. You should see the debris and trash piled up by the front doors of this radio station in Lone Tree, Colorado. Crazy. I didn't even know they had trash out here in Lone Tree.
Get somebody on that right away.
My daughter has field day today, so I'm going to get out of here and go watch field day, but not a good day for field day.
Oh, kids,
especially with the
over.
Egg. The egg balance on the spoon, not a good day.
Oh, they might have to cheat and hold
not
it.
Not a good day.
Have to tape the egg to the spoon. Yeah, they're saying gusts up to 75 miles per hour, yeah, so.
That's whatever.
A lot of times when, and I was reading, Weatherman Ed, he was writing something about, said, normally we get winds like this, and this time of year it brings warm weather, right? It's the Chinooks and stuff like that.
Sure.
We get warm. But this is different, and it's bringing cooler weather, so.
I'm against it.
We have all week of cooler weather. However, Friday it's supposed to be pretty nice, like 60s, when your boys do our latest happy hour. It'll be this Friday out in Littleton at the Lariat Lodge. And you picked this place out, and you said it's terrific.
I do love this place. It's got a great atmosphere, incredible food, incredible beers. C470 in Kincarroll. It's not the Evergreen location. We'll reiterate that probably multiple times this week. It is the Littleton location. They have two different spots. So Littleton, 470 Kincarroll. We'll be there at 4:30 this Friday. Come
this
see
Friday.
Us. This Friday.
And bring your kids and all of that. So. Yep. Boy, we have a lot to do with odds and ends today. You had a piano recital this weekend.
Piano
right?
recital was absolutely insane. I don't know if I have time to get into everything that went on, but first of all, I'll give you one thing. They need to pick a new location because it's this store down on Broadway, and the sun beats in these giant windows on the side, and it heats up the room to like 4,000 degrees.
Especially when you get a bunch of people.
And everybody's sweating, and like the group before us came out, and we walked in, and it was like, you walking into a sauna and you could smell people.
It was the smell of body.
It was the smell of sweat and people. And it was like, ugh, she's got to pick a new spot.
Can I ask you something about this recital too?
Yeah.
Gretchen's piano recital is the 18th. So it's coming up a week from Saturday, I guess. And she has pointed out that because she's been teaching piano for like 20 something years. And she says it's night and day between kids practicing 20 years ago and kids practicing today.
Sure, yeah.
She said 20 years ago, all the kids practiced all the time. She says today it is like pulling teeth. You cannot get kids to practice.
You could tell.
Except for a handful of kids, and I can't say who those kids are or I'll get in trouble.
Yes.
But there's certain kids.
I have noticed, yes, there's a difference amongst
certain kids.
Who practice
their butts off.
And yeah, there was a lot of flubs, a lot of mistakes. They made this big to-do about this one girl that was supposed to kick the recital off, you know, with this very special song. And it was a nightmare. I mean, I was like, did you even practice this once?
But Gretch says they don't practice anymore.
They don't want to. No.
And she says it is so obvious. I don't know if it's A, that the parents aren't staying on kids to practice, or B, the kids just now that the video game thing is so entrenched in society that that's all they want to do with their time?
Attention spans are very short, yeah. And if it's not even video games, I mean, if it's YouTube or TikTok.
Right,
or,
exactly.
I mean, you know, they've got other things. So yeah. Anyway, that was on Saturday. And then yesterday was my daughter's friend birthday party, which we had to book out because the place was booked. It was a rec center. And she invited 15 little girls and one little boy to the big pool party. At the rec center, and we were getting ready to leave, and we needed to be at the rec center within 5 minutes. We were running behind, so we went down to our little utility room in the basement where Nicole had picked up the giant slab of cupcakes from Sam's Club, and she's pulling them out of the fridge, and she's trying to maneuver down there because I got stuff piled up because I'm finishing the basement, so everything's everywhere, and she's trying to maneuver, and she tips that carton sideways, and all the cupcakes fall out onto the utility room floor, which is concrete and dusty and gross. So she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, just go to the rec center. Get out of here. Go meet everybody. Get other things set up. I'll run to Walmart. So I run to Walmart, get more cupcakes, and get to the rec center. Girls are having fun in the pool. She set everything up. I got the cupcakes there. And she luckily, the girls did have a break, and they came in and they ate some cupcakes, but there was still a tray of probably 15 of them left, and Nicole's talking to another parent, and she turns to the side, and it hooks on her shirt on the table, and she pulls it off the table, and
what is her damage with cupcakes?
All the cupcakes ended up on the floor in the rec center party room, which was carpet, so we all immediately went over and started stomping the frosting into the carpet so we could get our deposit back. Mm. But yeah, and so what it did is she had a really hard time with this yesterday because I guess when she was 13 years old, she was carrying her big birthday cake out to everybody in her family, and it slipped off and fell onto the floor upside down when she was 13, and apparently this has stuck with her forever when she carries cakes now.
Hmm.
And so this just brought up all those horrible memories from her childhood yesterday.
So apparently Nicole has issues with frosted pastries.
She sure does.
But
and
you know what? This is
upset.
This is just the universe talking because, you know, I've been on a rampage for 30 years that cupcakes are like an abomination.
Yeah.
And this is the universe telling you guys, stop
no
doing stupid cupcakes. Nobody really likes cupcakes.
Well,
some people say they
it.
Do. No,
the
they
kids,
say they do.
Oh, they devour
you
them.
Throw a big old brownie out there, and the kids will choose. They'll go brownie every time.
Go brownie. Cupcakes. Anyway, so yeah, we lost. Well, there's a lot of cupcakes that were lost this weekend.
Oh, no.
A lot of cupcakes. Very sad.
The cupcake,
very sad weekend.
The cupcake graveyard just expanded by a few rows.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, all cupcakes should go in the graveyard. Because it's an abomination.
Yeah, I didn't have one personally.
Ugh. See, of course you didn't.
Got passed.
Nobody given a choice between a cupcake or a brownie or a piece of cake or anything would ever choose a cupcake.
Yeah.
It's the biggest joke that has been played on America. Yeah. Don't write
it's
in
childish.
And say, I like cupcakes. You're a weirdo. Nobody likes cupcakes.
Listen, all I know is the frosting on top was super absorbent. It went right into that carpet. You'd never know.
Mm.
Stomp it. We stomped it out like a fire.
Cute.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, in my house, I've got a cat that is called Niles the Weirdo, and he is neurotic about things. He gets little things in his head, almost like OCD, and he can't get over it. So he started chewing on his right back leg over the last few weeks. He does this every year or two, and he chews all the hair off of it. So he looks, he's got, you know, hair, and then there's a spot that's about, I don't know, 3 inches long that's just naked skin, which is the weirdest thing.
Gross.
He's the weirdest cat. And so we've got to get him, you know, shaved again. And you go to the vet, and the vet's like, no, they just get neurotic about this. There's nothing wrong with him, but it's gets in his little head. So what I found, as soon as I landed yesterday at DIA, I'm driving to the hotel, and I get a message from Gretchen, and she says, I just ordered something for Niles, because we can't get him into the groomer for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'm tired of it. There's hair all over the house, and he's just tearing himself apart with his teeth. Such a neurotic weirdo. She goes, I ordered a suit for him. And I said, what's a suit? She goes, it's almost like you see dogs wearing clothing.
Yeah.
And it's a little suit.
Like
that
a compression suit.
Sort of.
Okay.
And you put it on him, and it keeps him from chewing.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Oh, my God. I am so – because it's supposed to arrive today.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I'm not going to be there for the first several days when you try to put a suit on him.
Cat. Yeah.
And I said, you know, it almost is bad to put that whole thing on. It'd be like a straitjacket to a cat.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you cut it? Since he's not doing anything with his front legs, just cut it about halfway so it goes like from his belly just down
like
his rear legs.
Yeah.
I said, it would be like a pair of pants for him.
Can he still go to the bathroom? Or does it cover that area?
Oh, my God, that's a great – no, it's got to be open in the back. It's got to
be
drop-out drawers, like those pajamas.
Like chaps or something, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
See, I didn't even think about that.
Ew.
But she said, I said, look, just
not
cut,
cut it there, too.
Cut it so that it's like pants. It could be like kitty dungarees or something.
Yeah.
So that he's not completely encased.
Or make him look like overalls.
It's so, he's such a weirdo.
I don't know about that. How much did that set you back?
I didn't ask. Because mostly, I don't want to know.
Yeah. That's that poor kid.
At the same time that Gretchen's boot arrived, because she did something to her foot over the weekend that's killing her. She went and got an x-ray on Saturday, and they're like, it's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
She just did it walking. She did something to her foot walking, and now she can hardly walk. So she had to order a boot. So there's all sorts of crap going on. I'm so glad I left town.
Yeah, seriously. Stay here an extra week.